The United Nations is strongly condemning the bombing of its Iraq headquarters in Baghdad. The U.S.-appointed police chief in Baghdad, Bernard Carrick, says the attack will not derail the process of rebuilding Iraq.
It's obviously people that don't want this to succeed. It's people that don't, you know, it's the same people that's fighting the coalition, fighting the resistance. They've got to learn. We're not leaving. The coalition is not leaving. The coalition is not going to be intimidated, nor is the United Nations, and they can speak for themselves.
A massive rescue operation has been underway to help the scores of others injured in the blast. Attorney General John Ashcroft is defending his weapon in the war on terror, the USA Patriot Act. During a speech today at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C., he said the anti-terror law has been used to fulfill the Justice Department's responsibility to protect the American people. Ashcroft says nearly 2 years after its passage, the act has helped prevent further terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. He says more than 3,000 people have been arrested worldwide as a result of the anti-terror law. Ashcroft credited the Patriot Act for helping in the recent capture of alleged British arms dealer Hemant Lakhani, who is charged with attempting to sell shoulder-fired missiles to be used against American targets.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Fire investigators in Tulsa, Oklahoma are waiting for the still smoldering gas distribution plant which exploded yesterday to cool down before they begin their investigation into the cause of the blast. Tulsa firefighters were able to put out the blaze at the Air Gas Mid-South facility after about 3 hours. Chain reaction explosions from the bursting gas cylinders kept the firefighters at bay. The blast sent flaming gas cylinders whistling through the air like missiles. Several cars in the parking lot were reduced to charred wrecks, and three nearby homes burned to the ground. Other businesses also sustained heavy damage. Vehicles on Interstate 244 were struck by debris, causing the highway to be shut down for a few hours. Three murders in West Virginia could be drug-related. The way the shooting deaths were carried out have caused some to fear that someone was copying the D.C. area sniper shootings. Kanoa County Deputy Police Chief Phil Morris said bike officers went door-to-door in the Campbell's Creek area in West Virginia to gain information on the shootings. He said the information they gathered indicated the murders could be related to the sale and distribution of illegal drugs. He refused to answer questions about whether any of the victims were involved in the drug trade.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Military flights aimed at intercepting airborne drug runners over South America are about to get underway again after a 2-year delay. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, on his way to Colombia today, told reporters the president will announce a resumption of the U.S.-backed flights later today. The interdiction flights were suddenly stopped in 2001 after an American missionary and her baby were killed in the accidental shootdown of a civilian plane over Peru. Since that incident, the United States and Colombia have been working on an agreement to improve safety procedures that would prevent such a tragedy from happening again. Violence in Iraq and Israel held stocks back today despite positive forecasts from some tech companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 16 points to 94.29. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to 10.02. The Nasdaq jumped 22 points to 17.61. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby. exactly like us with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned-out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing whole life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say bye to the
music. Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7.5 minutes past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes if you'd like to join in. 800-825-5937. And you can email MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. Program tonight produced, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Terrible, terrible, terrible day in the Mideast. And the ripple effect, of course, affects so many people. Suicide blast. 18 dead so far on the Israeli bus and the truck bomb. 20 dead in Baghdad at the UN, the top UN envoy's office building there in Baghdad. 2 weeks ago, 17 killed in at the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. Just an awful, awful, awful day, isn't it? I mean, as soon as you wake up, right? Aren't you just afraid to turn on the news for fear of what's going to blast out at you from CNN or MSNBC? In Jerusalem, it was another suicide bomber. Blew himself up on a bus packed with Jewish worshippers who were returning from the Western Wall. 18 people dead there, at least 5 children. Hamas and Islamic Jihad both claimed responsibility. More than 100 people injured, 40 of them children. The so-called truce that has been operating in the Middle East now is effectively over, if there was a truce to begin with. Whenever there's an agreement to end hostilities, even temporarily, it seems like either Hamas or Islamic Jihad or the IDF or somebody commits an act so atrocious that in that part of the world it demands a response, and a response comes. According to Associated Press, the explosion ripped through, it was a tandem bus, 2 passenger sections, shortly after 9 p.m. The bus was coming back from the Western Wall, Judaism's holiest shrine, to an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood on the outskirts of Jerusalem. An 18-year-old Jewish seminary student from New York City who was in the front of the bus escaped unharmed, said the bomb went off at the back of the bus. Everything went black. I climbed out of the broken window and started running. All around me, there were people covered in blood, screaming, limbs missing. At the time of this bombing, the Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas was meeting with Islamic Jihad leaders in the Gaza in an attempt, another attempt, to persuade them to halt these kinds of attacks against civilians. Abbas condemned the bombing as a terrible act and said he ordered Palestinian security forces to investigate. The hell of it is, and you know this as well as I do, if you are even to the least degree a student of the Middle East or following the events in the Middle East, that there is nothing that Abbas can do. There is nothing that Mahmoud Abbas can do. You also know that this killing will go on forever. Because while you and I may wish for a two-state solution to this problem, you and I also know, after all these years, that a solution will never come. Never. You know it. I know it. If you and I could be alive 50 years from now, same thing. Killing in response. Killing in response to the response. It will not stop. To see someone as ignorant and brain dead as George Bush injecting himself into this. He made a statement today at his ranch. I guess he was out playing golf when all this occurred. And he made the typical George Bush statement. Nothing, just smoke, dust, disguised as words. The so-called roadmap, aren't you sick of hearing that term? That I don't know who came up with it, the roadmap to peace. I mean, how trite, how trivializing of 50 years of slaughter between the Israelis, the Jews, and the Muslims. Let's put it in the religious context in which it belongs, pretty much. Roadmap, huh? Yeah. Regarding the explosion, a second bus passing nearby when the bomb went off was also badly damaged, windows blown out. Rescuers had to use torches to get out some of the wounded. Police said the bomb was very powerful. It had been packed with bits of metal for greater deadliness. Survivors were led away from the scene, including crying children with blood-smeared faces and chunks of their bodies missing. Body parts were strewn on the sidewalk, according to, who am I quoting here, Associated Press. Hundreds of people were praying at the site after the bombing, some holding prayer books. A small group chanted, "Death to Arabs." Yeah, death to Arabs, death to Jews, death to Americans. Last week, Islamic Jihad threatened an attack like this to avenge the killing of a senior operative with Islamic Jihad, Mohammed Sidr. That's when the IDF went to arrest him in the West Bank city of Hebron and executed him. And Islamic Jihad said, okay, coming back at you. In a phone call to the Associated Press, Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for today's bombing, saying, yes, it was in revenge for the killing of Sidr. The bombing today in Jerusalem, or yesterday, Israel time, was carried out by a person identified as Raed Abdel Hamad Mesk, who was 29. According to the AP, he was a mosque preacher from Hebron. Hamas released Mesk's farewell video. He is a plump man with the bushy beard. He said he was a member of Hamas, the military wing. He accused Israel of violating the ceasefire offered by Hamas. His wife, Mesk's wife, Arij, began clearing belongings out of their home late Tuesday in expectation that it would be demolished by Israeli troops. The Israeli military routinely destroys the homes of suicide bombers, hoping it will act as a deterrent. Arij Mesk, the wife, said she was not sad. She said, "God gave my husband something he always dreamed of. All of his life he dreamed of being a martyr." End quote. The couple has two children, 2 and 3. Have I said yet tonight that I hate religion? God gave this poor, miserable bastard something to die for. Huh? That's what the wife says. God gave him something he's always wanted. He wanted to be a martyr. I hate religion. In Baghdad, cement truck with explosives detonated outside the offices of the top UN envoy there. The blast killed him and 19 other people, devastated the UN headquarters. Unprecedented suicide attack against the UN. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Thanks, Bush. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for getting us involved in this. 100 people were wounded there. Like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, 17 people were killed in front of the at the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. Scores wounded there. Now it is the UN envoy's home. According to the Associated Press, the bombing blasted a 6-foot-deep crater in the ground, shredded the facade of the Canal Hotel, which housed UN offices, stunned an organization that had been welcomed by many Iraqis, in contrast to the hatred directed at us. The UN, by the way, UN officials at this building had refused the sort of heavy security that the U.S. military has put up outside of its restricted areas. The U.N., quote, did not want a large American presence outside, end quote. That's from Salim Lone, the U.N. spokesman in the Iraqi capital. The blast may have specifically targeted Sergio Vieira de Mello, the top U.N. envoy. The truck containing the bomb was parked in a manner that his office was the first to go. This guy is from, where is he from, Kathy, Brazil? 55-year-old, veteran diplomat serving in what one UN spokesman called the world's toughest assignment. He was meeting with other UN officials in his office when the bombing occurred. Something interesting about de Mello. He's a Brazilian national. He was picked by Kofi Annan to be a non-special representative in Iraq. A couple of months ago. The choice was seen as a tribute to Mr. De Mello's exceptional diplomatic skills and charm, which were honed on a succession of difficult previous assignments that clearly qualified him for the task of helping to rebuild Iraq. Now, what is interesting is that from the moment he arrived, De Mello insisted his priority was not to protect the interests of Bush's oil friends, but to protect the interests of the Iraqi people. In fact, Mr. Vieira de Mello sympathized with Iraqi resentment at having foreign troops on their soil. He is quoted by the New York Times as having said, quote, it is traumatic. It must be one of the most humiliating periods in their history. Who would like to see their country occupied? I would not like to see foreign tanks in Copacabana, end quote. The Times publishes his CV, this guy has been everywhere, Cyprus, Bangladesh. He was the UN Commissioner on Human Rights, UN Commissioner for Refugees, Cambodia, all over the place. Makes you wonder who actually killed him, doesn't it? Huh? He did not like what the Bush crime family was doing in Iraq, is doing in Iraq. He did not like the invasion to begin with. And now he's dead. Just a bad day. Bad day. If you have any comments on these two bad, bloody events, call us. 800-TALK-YES. Otherwise, we, as we do every night, we'll move on.
We are fighting, oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong, forgetting where we've come from, and all of this violence is killing me.
Hey, Mom. Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. Anacor Hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Come on.
Of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and in security.
He is just the dumbest man that Saint never created, living side by side in peace and in security. Oh, God. Sergio Vieira de Mello, the former UN High Commissioner on Human Rights, and until he was assassinated today, the special representative to Iraq for Kofi Annan, had made a couple of comments at a UN Security Council meeting back on July 22nd in his last report to the UN Security Council Ironically, he was discussing problems of security in post-invasion Iraq.
The United Nations presence in Iraq remains vulnerable to any who would seek to target our organization. Our security continues to rely significantly on the reputation of the United Nations, our ability to demonstrate meaningfully that we are in Iraq to assist its people and our independence.
Yeah, the independence of the UN from any connection to the U.S. He was trying to point there to anyone who might consider targeting the UN. Look, we are not like these warmongering psychopaths from the United States. Matter of fact, we tried and tried and tried to ask the United States not to commit the atrocity that they committed of invading Iraq under false pretenses. That's what he was trying to say. He also said, continuing on that discussion he was having about the problems of security in post-invasion Iraq, he also said,
as you will be aware, security in Iraq remains tenuous. Too many are losing their lives on an almost daily basis. It is imperative that security, law and order are restored throughout Iraq as soon as possible. Without them, every area of activity will be impacted for the worse. In the current context, the coalition has the primary obligation of restoring and maintaining security, law, and order.
You see, the coalition there, of course, is the United States and, well, the United States. Tony Blair's Brits, any decisions regarding activities in Iraq are going to be decided by Donald Rumsfeld and the psychopath Bremer. They're all crazy. Why keep saying that? In that quote, DeMello, Sergio Vieira de Mello, was making as clear as he could using diplomatic language when he said, in the current context, the coalition, the United States, has the primary obligation of restoring and maintaining security, law, and order, which the United States has not done. What continues to happen in Iraq is slaughter. How many of our people are dead now? How many Iraqis are dead? How many journalists have been killed now? 17 journalists. 2 from Reuters. The most recent was the photographer, the video cameraman, who was blown to pieces by a U.S. tank, an award-winning Reuters cameraman, while he was filming on Sunday near a U.S.-run prison on the outskirts of Baghdad. Mazen Dana, 43, American tank, shot him. And they knew who he was. This cover story. Well, he thought he had an RPG in his hand, not a camera. Journalists had gone to the prison after the U.S. military said a mortar bomb attack there a day before had killed 6 Iraqis and wounded 59 others. You remember that? That happened over the weekend, right? The Reuters sound man, who was working with this cameraman, went up to the U.S. military presence right there and said, "Hey, can we speak to an officer?" And they were told they could not. The sound man makes the obvious statement. The military, then, the U.S. soldiers, knew who these two guys were, a sound man and a cameraman. They knew our identities, he said. They knew our mission. After we filmed, we went into the car and prepared to go away. When the tank arrived, Mazen stepped out of the car to film. I followed him. A soldier on the tank shot us.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A company-imposed deadline came and went, but contract talks between Goodyear Tire and Rubber and the United Steelworkers of America keep dragging on. The Steelworkers Union thinks Goodyear wants to close four of its 14 U.S. plants and wants the company to guarantee the security of its workers. But Goodyear is pleading poverty, saying that unless it has the flexibility to move jobs overseas, it may have to enter into bankruptcy. 20,000 workers in 11 states have gone since mid-April without a labor contract.
More than 3,000 clerical, maintenance, and food service workers at the University of Minnesota are taking strike votes to express their displeasure with the status of contract talks with the state. A budget crunch has the university planning to freeze everyone's pay for a year and raise health insurance premiums, a move which two unions, Teamsters Local 320 and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3800, say is tantamount to a pay cut. The 1,300 Teamsters members are in the middle of their strike vote. The AFSCME local and its 1,800 members will start balloting on August 27th.
Another shooting death of a journalist in Iraq. 43-year-old Palestinian Mazen Dana was shot dead by U.S. troops Sunday as he filmed troop movements for the Reuters news agency on the outskirts of Baghdad. While U.S. Central Command says the shooting was a regrettable error, many of Dana's fellow journalists question that statement, saying the troops knew there were journalists in the area at the time of the shooting. Both Reporters Without Borders and the Committee to Protect Journalists are calling for a full investigation. Since the start of the invasion and occupation, 17 foreign journalists have been killed while covering the conflict. Two others are missing and presumed dead.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Effort in the region against peace.
It just never stops with him, does it? It just never stops with him. There needs to be a focused effort against peace. Never stops with this moron. Regarding the Reuters cameraman that was killed, there is another report circulating that he was killed because he was filming graves of U.S. troops, Americans, dead Americans buried. Now, you can take it with as much, as many grains of salt as you feel necessary, but the brother of Mazen Dana, Nazmi Dana, told IslamOnline.net, quote, "The U.S. troops killed my brother in cold blood. They shot him even though he was wearing his press pass, which was also on the car he was driving." The brother went on to say, "Mazen told me by phone a few days before his death that he discovered a mass grave dug by U.S. troops to conceal the bodies of their fellow comrades killed in Iraqi resistance attacks. He also told me that he found U.S. troops covered in plastic bags in remote desert areas, and he filmed them for a TV program. We are pretty sure that the American forces killed Mazen knowingly to prevent him from airing his findings," end quote. So you take it for whatever it's worth. By the way, Mazandana was a Palestinian who worked for Reuters, Palestinian cameraman. So the slaughter continues. Israeli children, UN envoys, Iraqi citizens, journalists, U.S. soldiers. Every one of these deaths, every one, is the direct responsibility of George Walker Bush. Every single death. George W. Bush had no business going into Iraq with the U.S. military. We all know that now. You notice how that's just stopped. We don't even, nobody even asks anymore where the weapons of mass destruction. You notice how that's just off the television screens? It's all Kobe Bryant now, or it's basketball player from Baylor and his coach. Nobody even asks anymore. It's not an issue. Weapons of mass destruction. Every single one of these deaths is directly the result of George Bush's insanity. Every single one of them. You know, if his little Christian heaven and hell exists, this guy, George Bush, has a pretty ugly eternity coming his way, wouldn't you think? So who do you think is responsible for the bombing at the UN mission in Baghdad? Wouldn't it be ironic if it was an Al-Qaeda operation? It is abundantly clear to everyone except the propagandists in the Bush administration and the brain-dead individuals in this country who listen to Limbaugh and his ilk that there were no Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda and the Ba'athist Party were antagonists, to put it mildly. Al-Qaeda is a religious organization. Saddam had no use for Islam except his little public displays of religious fervor, not unlike George W. Bush and his displays of Christianity. So we all know, let's stipulate, there was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq before the attack. But now that Saddam's gone, Al-Qaeda is free to establish a base there. Al-Qaeda, if it was Al-Qaeda who blew up the UN mission building, Al-Qaeda, if it was Al-Qaeda that blew up the Jordanian embassy, but what if it's not Al-Qaeda? What if it isn't Al-Qaeda at all? What if it's a CIA operation? What if it's an NSC operation? What if it's some of our people? Remember the 8 years of peace and prosperity that we had? Never mind. Mike is calling from Rochester, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Plain and simple, I think what we're getting is a little wake-up call, and I think they're clearing the decks and they're sending messages to everybody else in the world. Look, you didn't do anything to help us before the Americans came in here. Now the Americans are here. It's us and them. Step out. Get out of the way. We're going to handle this. And withdrawing isn't an option anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are not, plain and simple, we're never leaving Iraq. We're not leaving.
I wouldn't think. We've been in Korea for 53 years, or 50 years. As long as there's oil in Iraq, and I guess it's going to take at least 30 or 40 years to extract it all, you're absolutely right. We're going nowhere. We're going nowhere.
And so now, if we're going nowhere, this works in Bush's favor, because what can you honestly say? I mean, you do have military families going, hey, bring our kids home,
mm-hmm.
but no credible candidate dare get up now and say, we're going to bring these guys home.
Yeah.
Unless a whole lot more hell breaks loose here at home. I read an interesting article. I don't even want to say his name. All right, Pat Buchanan.
Uh-huh.
And Pat Buchanan is writing some of the best criticism you will find of the Bush administration out there on all fronts, especially the economic piece. mm-hmm. which you're not hearing anywhere else anymore, which isn't to discount the stuff that Krugman does.
Right.
But it's plain and simple. I mean, to everybody out here who's listening to your show who's mad and tired and sick of it, it's time to raise some hell. It's time to get on the Internet and figure out who your congressman is and whether or not he's a Republican, and then go, okay, yeah, I'm voting against that guy,
mm-hmm.
and start moving forward. And I'm still waiting to hear it. The other thing is you played Michael Fronte earlier,
mm-hmm.
who is probably one of the hot pro – sorry, not pro-war, anti-war guys out there in music.
Right.
And please play more of his stuff, but also say his name because you're never going to hear him on the radio. And stuff's good.
Well, Kathy puts this music together. I don't even know the man's name. What is it, Michael?
Michael Fronte.
Kathy, I guess you knew that. The hip-hop anti-war piece you just mm-hmm. played. Yeah. Yeah. This is music. Where do you get this music, Kathy? You can open your mic.
I get it from a variety of sources. I've got wonderful Jim in Arkansas, our music
Kathy?
Bureau chief, who sends
right.
me lots of stuff. And I also get it from a few other listeners, and then just resources that I find on the Internet, websites.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Well, that's good stuff. Here's the problem. So many times, some of the music that we will play, or that Kathy plays, Mike, she's not sure of the artist. What she goes is by the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
She always tries to stay about 3 inches ahead of me when I'm ready to go to a break. Kathy is trying to figure, okay, what's going to gel with what Malloy just said.
Well, you know, I know you have other music. I know you have other bureau chiefs, and I'm not a music guy. But if I hear anything and I know it, I'll call and just leave a note. Hey,
yeah,
or
send us an MP3.
Okay,
we'll just download it and use it.
Okay, and there is a ton of anti-war music out there.
There is indeed. You know, we talked one night about where is the anti-war music coming from right now, and it's coming from the hip-hop crowd. You hear very few mainstream musicians. There are a few. There's a couple from the country western side. There's a couple from pop music. But most of the anti-war, most of the protest stuff now is coming from the hip-hop artists.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff. Well, thanks, Mike. I'll let your show keep moving.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. A lot of the folk artists, too. I always forget the, like Annie DeFranco and people like that. Of course, the Indigo Girls. But I'm talking about, the hardcore anti-war stuff. Before I come back to your calls, I have a news flash for you. George Bush said in an interview that he participated in last week but was released just yesterday by his puppet masters in the White House. Bush said that combat operations are still underway in Iraq. Yeah, he did. That's what he said. Combat operations are still underway in Iraq. It's an interview that he gave to Armed Forces Radio and Television. He gave it last Thursday. It was released by a transcript was released by the White House yesterday. And during the interview, Bush interrupted the person questioning him when Bush was asked about his announcement when his scrotum was up around his Adam's apple and he landed on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln, that the end of combat operations was a fait accompli. And Bush interrupted the questioner and said, actually, major military operations, because we still have combat operations going on. It's a different kind of combat mission, but nevertheless, it's combat. Just ask the kids that are over there killing and being shot at. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can't ask the ones that are dead, can you, George? Huh? You know, in his speech on the Abraham Lincoln, Bush declared, in the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. And now our coalition is engaged in securing and reconstructing that country. And then the headline on the White House site the next day over Bush's speech, the headline at, what is it, whitehouse.gov, said, President Bush announces combat operations in Iraq have ended. Yeah, combat operations have ended. White House spokesman said Bush was not making a distinction between combat and military operations. The White House spokesman, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said, well, what the president declared on May 1st is that major combat operations are over. He didn't say that combat was over. Now, here's the part that is hideous. Kathy has already played two sound bites tonight where Bush... What was the one? He said he wants to see the Palestinians and Israelis living in living side by side in insecurity, peace and insecurity. And what was the other one? Yeah, there needs to be a focused effort in the region against peace. Okay? Now, she's already played those. How about this? In that interview with Armed Forces Radio and Television, Bush was asked about U.S. force presence in Afghanistan. Bush said to the military dude interviewing him that the U.S. presence is being gradually replaced by other troops. And then he went on to say this. We've got about 10,000 troops there, which is down from, obviously, major combat operations, end quote. We've got 10,000 troops there, which is down. The truth is, the 10,000 troops in Afghanistan represent the highest number of U.S. soldiers in the country since the war there began. Here is this stupid, stupid man who will dance around the deck of an aircraft carrier with his scrotum up around his Adam's apple, and he doesn't even know that the 10,000 U.S. troops that we have in Afghanistan is the highest number we've had since his attack on that country began. By the time the Taliban government fell in December 2001, U.S. troops in Afghanistan were 3,000. 3 months later, in March 2002... when the last major battle against remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda took place, 5,000 troops were in the country. Now we have 10,000 in Afghanistan. And Bush says, we've got about 10,000 troops there, which is down, obviously, down from our major combat operation. Who briefs this moron? Does anybody? Who sits this jackass down and says, all right, George, here's the situation today. Now, I see video of his little meeting with his cabinet ministers every day. What do they say to him? George, do you want butter on your sweet roll? George, do you want sugar in your coffee, or would you like to have some of this stuff in the blue envelope? You need new batteries for your Game Boy, Mr. President. Is that what they sit there and talk about? This man who has committed Americans to die for his oil buddies, they're not dying for American freedom. They're not dying for U.S. security. They are not dying for Iraqi freedom. They are not there to kill and be killed for Iraqi democracy. They are there for one reason only, to protect Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, whatever the hell the name of these oil companies are, all of George Bush's cronies. And this evil, evil, evil man, George Bush, doesn't even know how many people are in either of his two wars. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Why is that not the lead story? George W. Bush, appointed president of the United States, doesn't know troop strength in Afghanistan, for God's sake, is three times as high now as it was when the Taliban was routed. No, but they'll tell you about the 164 people on the ballot to become governor of California, and they'll tell you a little bit more about Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he is now three percentage points below Cruz Bustamante. That's what they'll tell you about. And they'll also tell you about this poor, poor bastard at Baylor University shot dead by one of his teammates. And now it turns out that the coach at Baylor is also a felon. Whatever happened to, who was the guy who was accused of killing his pregnant wife? Scott Peterson. Whatever happened to Lacey Peterson's story? Huh? Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The fact is there's these people that they said they had to bomb, when in fact it was just a wedding. The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is in Afghanistan more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Anacor Hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. The Oklahoma, not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
The chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued.
Two of
by
them. I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
I gave the people in Afghanistan a choice, but they didn't listen. They didn't respond. And now they're paying a price.
Now, if that's not sociopathic a comment on this moron's part, I don't know what is. This guy is such a danger. He is such a danger to the American people and to the people of this planet. Such a danger. I know, live, you've been holding on for quite a few minutes here. I do apologize for all the delays. By the way, in working to cleanse this, what was it, the klezmer virus? No, what was the virus? MS Blast. I erased every single email that I had at my Earthlink account. So if you have written to me in the past 4 months, 3 months, and haven't gotten a response, you won't now because all the email was erased. I feel like a moron every time I do that. So just wanted to let you know. Kodak is parked in Kentucky, one of our over-the-road crew. Hey, Kodak.
Yes. Good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
On the musical note, I would like to say kudos to the Dixie Chicks. They raked in $60 million on their tour.
Yeah.
So, Dixie Chicks. And also, in conjunction with the caller earlier, the name of that guy in that piece, musical piece, is Michael Franti.
Franti.
And yes, his band is called Spearhead, and his theme is Stay Human.
Uh-huh.
He's a political activist musician out of California.
The name of the CD is Spearhead.
No, that's the name of the group.
Oh, the group. Okay.
Yeah, and that CD was off the Stay Human CD, the cut that you played tonight.
Okay. I'm writing this down because I want to go buy some of this guy's music.
Oh, I've flown to Boston to see him.
Really?
Seen him in North Carolina. Yeah.
And the name of the CD is Stay Human.
Stay Human.
Okay. All right. We will.
Super Chocolate Highway is another one.
Super Chocolate Highway?
Super Chocolate Highway.
Okay. All right.
And let's see. And what has the news media also quit mentioning the death toll as they report the new casualties every day?
Yeah.
Is that just my imagination?
No, it's not your imagination. You want to hold on a second?
No, Mike. I just thought about the 3-day rule, but I got excited about hearing Michael and once again.
All right.
Show.
Well, good to hear from you, Kodak. Drive safely.
All right, Dale. Thanks, Dale.
All right, bye. Sir. Take care. More of your calls as soon as we get back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
Rule.
You
what?
Hate
Why don't
me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A huge explosion ripped into the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad today, killing at least 15 people, including UN Special Representative to Iraq Sergio Vieira de Mello. Many more were injured. An Iraqi doctor at the hospital in Baghdad says they have over 50 injured people at their hospital.
Most of them are severely injured. Their heads, their limbs, the abdomen. And about 35.
U.S. military officials say the blast may have been a suicide truck bombing. President Bush condemned the attack from his ranch in Crawford, Texas. He said those behind the attack were enemies of Iraqis and those who want to help them. He stated Iraq is on an irreversible course towards self-government and peace and, quote, killers will not determine the future of Iraq. The recording industry has responded to Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman's questions whether it's going too far in prosecuting people who illegally download music on the Internet.
Recording Industry Association of America President Kerry Sherman says he's legally distributing a substantial amount of copyrighted music and is not targeting minor offenders. Senator Coleman reacts to the industry's response.
They've been very cooperative. We're working together. Clearly, though, I have some ongoing concerns, and we need to continue the conversation.
Coleman says he understands the industry's legitimate concern about theft of copyrighted material, but also does not want families bankrupted because their kids download songs on the Internet. Coleman says he'll hold hearings in September. Bill Werner reporting.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Two of Omaha, Nebraska's largest unions have tentatively agreed to wage concessions next year. Mayor Mike Fahey announced today that the Omaha Firefighters Union would accept no pay increase in 2004, plus not collect holiday pay or receive an allowance for uniforms. But the mayor adds that the firefighters would be compensated for their sacrifice.
In 2005, they will receive a 2.5% wage increase. And in 2006 and 2007, a 2% wage increase. All in addition to being repaid for their 2004 givebacks.
Mayor Fahey says talks continue with the city's other unions. The mayor asked employees to take a pay freeze next year because tax revenues are not keeping up with expenses. The mayor said the wage freeze would allow the city to keep current services open, such as pools and libraries, without raising taxes.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
A worker at an Ohio auto supply plant walked in and opened fire today, killing one woman and wounding two others. Police in Andover Village, Ohio, say the man then killed himself. Officers say the man left work this morning, then returned a short time later armed with one or more handguns. Police say the gunman, initially identified as Ricky Shadle, had no known problems or run-ins that have been discovered yet. The two wounded women were taken to a hospital in Youngstown. Their conditions aren't yet known. The third woman died at the scene. The plant is owned by Andover Industries of Michigan. It supplies bumpers and other plastic parts to the automobile industry. On Wall Street, all the market averages were up despite violence in Iraq and Israel. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 16 points to 94.25. The S&P 500 increased 3 points to 10.02. The NASDAQ jumped 22 points to 17.61. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7:30 past the hour. You know, during the break, after that miserable first hour we just had here, God, it's just death and destruction. I just wonder how Bush... This is a cliche, but how does Bush sleep at night? It must weigh on him unless he truly believes that Jesus looks down from the right hand of God up in heaven land and smiles at him. That Jesus smiles for the 150 people that Bush had executed when he was governor of Texas. That Jesus smiles about the thousands upon thousands of innocent Afghanis and Iraqis who are not Christian. They are Muslim, who Bush has slaughtered. Of the 200-plus, what is it now, Kathy, 220, 250, 280, who knows, American soldiers, some of whom are Christian, whom Bush has sent to their deaths. It's astonishing to me, astonishing. I mean, it's one thing to put out a phony, half-assed story about these American young men are dying for freedom and justice, but to actually believe it to the extent that you can sleep at night when you know that you are sending people to their deaths in order that your friends and your hangers-on and your supporters and your cronies can make money selling oil. Jesus, does anyone else understand the depth of the evil involved in being able to do that? It's fathomless. Bottomless, that kind of evil. Hi. Tom's been holding on forever, and he's calling from Mount Airy, Maryland. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
A few things I gotta talk about. First, the UN bombing. That when I just turned on C-SPAN, and here was Bush talking about how Iraq needs to be not, you know, just being stupid.
Right.
And And then it cut to Kofi Annan's press secretary. And, you know, compared to him to Bush, why is Bush even alive? He's living proof that evolution can work backwards. But the UN bombing, it really does make you think, who did this?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be stupid for the Iraqi people to do it, but it wouldn't be. It's a bit more probable that it's like a CIA operation, like you said.
You know, let me play something for you. Bush, what you just said, Bush kind of blamed the Iraqi people. He more or less blamed them today. Listen to this. Do I have to put him on hold so I can hear it?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, let me put you on hold. All right, now we're going to play this. This is Bush after his golf game was interrupted at the 12th hole on the golf course to race back to the ranch and to comment on today's bombing of the UN headquarters in Baghdad. Listen to what he says and see if you get the... It seems to me he's trying to blame the Iraqi people for today's attack.
Iraqi people face a challenge, and they face a choice. The terrorists want to return to the days of torture chambers and mass graves.
No, that was your father in Saddam.
The Iraqis who want peace and freedom must reject them and fight terror.
He's back to those three-word sentences.
All nations of the world face a challenge and a choice.
Ooh, there's a long one.
By attempting to spread chaos and fear,
comma,
terrorists are testing our will.
Period.
Across the world, they're finding that our will cannot be shaken.
Period.
We will persevere through every hardship. We will continue this war on terror until the killers are brought to justice, and we will prevail.
But George, does it not register with you at all that you are a killer too? All right, Tom, you heard that.
That's what I heard today.
Yeah, as though. Oh well.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I don't know how people can live. It's just wrong. But the second thing, that reporter, that Reuters reporter.
Yeah, the cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman that they knew he was there.
Yeah, they executed him because he was filming things that the Bush crime family does not want shown.
Yeah.
They had no problem thinking it would be shown on American television, never be shown on American television.
Never.
But they don't want it shown on British or German or some country in the Middle East. They don't want that video shown. And they will butcher. The Bush crime family will order the butchering and the killing of anyone that crosses them in a manner that they don't like. And that especially includes the press.
Yeah, I believe that. That brings me back, though, back the media aspect of that brings me back to when I first heard about the UN bombing. It was on C-SPAN, and luckily for me, there was also BBC News on at the time, and I decided to switch to CNN. Nothing. It's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I saw on and in the American mainstream media, 24-hour news channels, that about the UN bombing until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and
well, it was on earlier. Kathy woke me up this morning at about 10:30 in the morning and said, "Turn on CNN." So no, it was on earlier.
It was okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a thing I was meaning to talk to you about earlier, the thing I saw on C-SPAN again last Wednesday. There was a press conference with families of Veterans for Peace and them, and there's one story that really struck me. It was a man, he could barely speak English, and his son was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He got a piece of paper one day in the mail that said his son had been shot in the head. And he later found out, I'm not sure how he found out, maybe through one of his son's friends, that he was not shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped on a cluster bomblet. And just the fact that they told him, they lied to him.
Sure.
Yeah. And people try to pass that off as a like bad paperwork, you know. And
well, Donald Rumsfeld, who is a card-carrying member of the worst aspect of the Bush crime family, Donald Rumsfeld has ordered the top military commanders, both in Iraq, Afghanistan, and United States, to not speak the truth where it concerns the deaths of Americans. If they have to report deaths, then make stuff up. Say it was a cluster bomb. Say it was a sniper, when in fact it was one of our cluster bombs, or bomblet. Always lie. Donald Rumsfeld is the most filthy liar that I think has ever been in government. This guy makes Dick Nixon and Spiro Agnew. Well, you may not be old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
But he makes Nixon and Agnew look like a choir boys.
Yeah.
Of course, you should know about Agnew. He was former governor of your state until he got indicted and convicted of felonious crime.
Yes. Right. Yeah, Rumsfeld, something sickening I heard the other day by one of my friends. She says, I think he's cute.
Yeah.
And I gave her a quote. Are more people going to die? You bet.
Yeah.
And just, oh my God, he said that? No way. He's so cute.
Hey Tom, thanks for checking in, buddy.
All right.
And keep the emails coming. You have a nice evening.
Oh, definitely. You too.
All right, sir. Take care. You're cute. Jim is calling from St. Louis. Hey, Jim.
Hi. I was thinking too that Bush dodged a bullet when the UN took a hit. And did I hear right that Varillo was going to address the Security Council about, like, on Tuesday or in a day or two?
Yeah, he had. I think he had a report that he was going to present to the either the Security Council or the General Assembly. At this point, I'm not sure what. But he had made it clear in the time that he had been, and it hasn't been that long, a couple of months, that he's been Kofi Annan's special envoy there. He had made it clear that he saw the U.S. occupation of Iraq as a bad thing. His statement, he said, I can't imagine tanks in the streets of, what did he say, Kathy, in the streets of... I keep wanting to say Casablanca, and it's not Casablanca.
Copacabana. Copacabana?
No, he didn't say Casablanca. I've got the soundbite here. But anyway, the point he was trying to make was that the occupation forces are utterly and absolutely destroying the dignity of the Iraqi people. Any chance that things are going to get better is not going to happen. Because of the indignities and the being forced on the Iraqi people, and the rage that is building up, the rage.
Yeah.
Let's see. He said, "Where is that? I've got the soundbite someplace, and I need to take a look at it here because he was trying to make the point of what it's like to live in." Occupation, an occupied situation. Oh, well, I'll find it someplace.
Yeah, you know, I just think that everything he touches turns to chaos. And, you know, in Afghanistan, they were supposed to have the Loya Jirga, and people in Germany had agreed that the warlords weren't going to participate.
Right.
And the Bush administration bribed and threatened and got them in the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bush brings chaos no matter what he attempts to do, whether it is the U.S. economy, our educational system, energy programs, the operation of government, foreign policy, even war. This guy, and it's because he is the stupidest man. He has no grasp of history, not his own, not the rest of the world's. He doesn't understand anything beyond his stupid little fake ranch or trying to make a dollar screwing his investors and his little oil companies. Hold on. Let me put you on hold a second. We'll come back and finish up the conversation. We're at 800-TALK-YES if you want to join in. I'm Mike Malloy.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
For the Prince of Darkness any longer.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The free in free markets is not an adjective, it's a verb. We must diligently work to free the market of conniving monopolists who try to lock it down and rule like autocrats. A century ago, robber barons like Rockefeller and Carnegie used their riches to put a chokehold on commerce, buying off governments and media while crushing competitors, workers, and entire communities. The monopolist is a brute, and that's why the populists and finally the Democrats and even trust-busting Republicans like Teddy Roosevelt responded to grassroots demands to free the market using such tools as anti-monopoly laws, labor reforms, and small business protections. But monopoly continues to rear its ugly head. Today, there's a new brute on the block, exerting more power over America's economy than the robber barons could dream of. It is Walmart. Behind the aw shucks, smiley-faced demeanor portrayed in its ads, this giant is now not merely the largest corporation in the world, but the dominating economic power in our country, able to use its brute financial clout to monopolize practically any market it bulls into. Its monopoly exists because, first, it has grabbed a chokehold on the retail supply chain, able to dictate its price to the thousands of manufacturers that put products in its stores, even compelling these companies to lower their wages or to move their manufacturing to China. Second, Walmart doesn't play fair in the local market. When it moves into your community, it can drop its prices and lose money for months without affecting its overall profits, for it has thousands of stores. Your local hardware, grocery, pharmacy, and others can't do that, so they are crushed, not by Walmart's work ethic or efficiency, but by its brute monopoly force. This is Jim Hightower saying, Walmart shrinks our economy, destroys middle-class wages, changes the face of our communities, and erodes America's values. It's time to free the market again.
Radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We are talking here with Jim in St. Louis. Jim, thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi. Hi. You know, I wanted to also bring up the Reuters reporter who was...
Yeah, before you do that, I found the quote that you were referring to. Vieira de Mello also sympathized with Iraqi resentment at having foreign troops on their soil. He said, quote, "It is traumatic. It must be one of the most humiliating periods in their history. Who would like to see their country occupied? I would not like to see foreign tanks in Copacabana," end quote. So that was the quote, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because he would have been just great, you know, could have brought order there.
Yeah, and he was being considered, it's my understanding now, I never heard of this guy. Of course, some of these people you never hear of until they are executed. In this instance, by a truck bomb. But apparently, this guy was being considered as a possible successor to Kofi Annan because of his wide experience all over the place. But anyway, now, about the Reuters photographer, the Palestinian that was executed by a U.S. tank, a soldier on a U.S. tank. What about him?
Well, I was, you know, I'd read that article about his brother saying he'd gotten a phone call that the reporter had seen a field with Americans that had been killed.
A lot of dead Americans, and he took video of it.
Right. And I was going to say that back when, end of March, beginning of April, a Pakistan paper had an article, let's see, the Pak Tribune, mm-hmm. on March 26th, had an article saying that there were about 500 American and British soldiers that were in a morgue in Pakistan waiting until a more favorable time to mm-hmm. let it come out in the news. You know, and I, like you say, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, the problem is we are dealing with a criminal administration in this country that we know lies every time it opens its mouth, and lied us into war, lied us into a recession, lied us into a tanking economy, lied us into the loss of almost 3 million jobs, lied to us about these tax cuts for the wealthy. Every single thing that comes out of Bush and his clutch of thugs out of their mouth, singly or collectively, is a lie. We can accept that if it weren't for the fact that death is involved here. Death and destruction, the attack on foreign countries, the slaughter of foreign civilians, the deaths of Americans. So knowing that this brain-dead president and his criminal coterie of advisors lie every time they open their mouths, it is almost impossible to totally write off the article that was at Islam Online about a bunch of dead Americans in a field someplace. How do you say, no, that's BS, because, you know, my government is not going to lie to me about this? You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
And making matters so much worse, we also have this useless, compliant media that allows all the atrocities to go unreported, just like our trucker, Kodak, said in the first hour. The media doesn't even report casualty figures anymore. So, you know, how is anyone to know? So then you have an online service like Islam Online or Reuters Scoop out of New Zealand or papers from Australia or the British press saying something that we don't hear about in this country. Are we to then say, well, the British press or the New Zealand press or the Aussie press or the Islam press, they're all wrong?
No.
Or are we to say, Jesus, I wonder if that's true?
Right.
Yeah, that's where we're stuck. That's right. Where we're stuck. Jim, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. And what a terrible mess to be in. Not mess, but a terrible situation for Americans. We have to make decisions, don't we? We have to make decisions based on factual information in order to decide whom among us we are going to appoint as our overseers, our governors, our leaders. And all we are fed are either lies or information about Kobe Bryant.
About people who die. At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Another summer brings another fight between a virus and a popular sport fish. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. 7 years ago this summer, a lot of largemouth bass went belly up in a reservoir in South Carolina. 1,000 fish died, and the killer turned out to be a virus that was previously unknown to scientists. The pathogen has spread to 17 states in the South, Southeast, and Midwest. It's now known as the largemouth bass virus. It kills the fish by attacking their swim bladders, an organ that controls their buoyancy. Tony Goldberg is an epidemiologist at the University of Illinois who studies the virus. He says scientists aren't sure if it will continue to spread, but he says anglers can help limit its impact.
The most important thing is to avoid moving this virus around the landscape. So anglers should never release bass into a water body other than the water body where they've caught the bass. They should always clean out their live wells and their bilges and clean off their boats between water bodies.
Goldberg says the virus seems most deadly when bass are stressed by other conditions. That can be contaminated water, unusually warm water, or excessive handling by anglers. Goldberg says the good news is that this virus harms only largemouth bass. It apparently does nothing to other fish or to anglers.
This virus is not transmissible to people, so bass that are infected are perfectly safe to handle and eat.
Goldberg says scientists are trying to figure out where the largemouth bass virus came from. He says it might have been brought to the U.S. with aquarium fish from Asia. On the other hand, it might have always been here, unnoticed and unnamed until recently. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of...
It's a radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour, Eric sent me something that we talked about back in March. You remember the BBC reporter, war correspondent, veteran BBC war correspondent, Kate Addie. Back then, in an interview with Irish Radio, Ms. Addie said questioned about how the independent media was going to be treated in Iraq. The U.S. military said, if they're not embedded, we will fire on them. We will shoot them. Back then, according to the interview, the Pentagon threatened to fire on the satellite uplink positions of independent journalists in Iraq. A senior Pentagon officer said to Kate Addie, who questioned the potential consequences of this action, the senior Pentagon officer said, who cares? They've been warned. Now, back in March, this interview, according to Ms. Addie, who 12 years ago covered the last Gulf War, She said the Pentagon attitude is, quote, entirely hostile to the free spread of information, close quote. She went on to say, I'm enormously pessimistic of the chance of decent on-the-spot reporting as the war occurs. She said that during her her interview. Let me see here. All right, here's where she says, I was told by a senior officer at the Pentagon that if uplinks, that is, if the television signals out of Baghdad, for example, were detected by any planes, electronic media of the military above Baghdad, they'd be fired on, even if they were journalists. The officer said, who cares? And then the interviewer says, the interviewer is Tom McGurk. He says, Kate, just to underline that, sorry to interrupt you, just to explain to our listeners, uplink is where you have your own satellite telephone method of distributing information. Kate Addy, yeah, the telephones and the television signals. Tom McGurk, and they would be fired on? Kate Addy, yes, they would be targeted, said the officer. Tom McGurk, extraordinary. Kate Addy, shameless. So this killing of 17 journalists and the second Palestinian journalist, which occurred, yesterday? You know, to say that this is an accident is a lie of the highest order. It is the worst kind of lie, because somebody died. Somebody died. Well, whatever's fair, right? Tracy is calling from Silver Springs, Maryland. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. You know, I find it very interesting that the Bush administration, after screwing the United Nations, is now responsible for, you know, the death of so many of its workers.
Oh, it's incredible, yeah.
It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... It's on their hands, and I've got to think that the UN, this has to have some bad repercussions for the United States.
I don't know. I don't know how our relationship to the rest of the world could get any worse as long as this moron is in office, Tracy. I'm serious. As long as you have a Rumsfeld and a Powell and a Bush and a Cheney, how could things get worse?
Yeah.
These four people, along with Rice, have more or less told the rest of the world to kiss its collective ass.
Right.
That they're not going to talk. They're not going to do.
No.
They're not going to cooperate. And all of them, not even Colin Powell, has come off the reservation. They all have said the same thing. So the rest of the world looks at this. First of all, they're terrified of us, as well
right.
they should be. We have all the weaponry on the planet. Oh, yes, the Russians have a bunch, and so do the Chinese, and so do the whoever, the Israelis. And
the Israelis, yeah.
Right. And so do the Germans and the French, yada, yada. But we really have all the firepower, all the death and destruction. We are the ones who are saying, we're going to invade countries for oil. You don't see France invading Afghanistan to get oil.
No. My thing is, though, Mike, is, you know, I mean, obviously terrorists.
Sure they are.
But I find it very hard to believe that, and maybe these are saboteurs and they're like, you know, we're going to go for broke. We're going to, you know, we're just going to take whomever. I just find it was known what the United Nations position was regarding Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just not be surprised if...
if this was a Bush operation.
Yeah.
Might as well come out and say it. Yeah, just come out and say it. If Al-Qaeda is operating there... and Al-Qaeda may be nothing more than a CIA front operation.
Exactly.
If Al-Qaeda is operating...
They were.
Yeah, if Al-Qaeda is operating there, okay, maybe they were the ones that drove the cement truck up to the side of the building.
Sure.
If the CIA hired somebody to do this, you know, they don't know if it was a suicide truck bombing or not. It could have been somebody just like this jackass out who blew up the Murrah office, the federal building in Oklahoma
exactly.
City.
McVeigh.
You know, you plant the truck and you walk away, and 15 minutes later it goes up and scores of people are dead or wounded.
Sure.
So, there is no reason that I can think of to hit the UN.
UN.
for the Iraqis or anybody involved to
anyone else
to hit the UN.
I mean, has the UN ever really been? I mean, whether it's been in Kosovo or it
that was NATO.
That was exactly. This is very odd.
Right, and the other thing that is really terrible is. Not just common sense, but even the Geneva Convention, when you invade a country, overthrow its government, and become an occupying army, you have certain responsibilities. When you become an occupying force, and one of those responsibilities is, or several of those responsibilities, water, heat, electricity, food distribution, and the safety and security. Of not just the people whose country you've invaded, but also the international organizations that are there to try to restore order. The Bush crime family... I don't understand what is wrong with our command and control in Iraq. You know, we've got more damn 3- and 4-star generals over there than you can shake a stick. Well, 2- and 3-star generals than you can shake a stick at. And who in the hell is running the store?
They can't.
Who is maintaining order? What is going on? That's the part that just drives me crazy.
They can't control it. One other quick point I want to make, Mike. I heard you last night, and I was listening, and you were. And the discussion was about how every time there's a crisis, Bush, you know, scampers and you don't hear from him until like 8 hours later or whatever.
Right.
You know, say what you will. And I was never a huge Clinton fan. Say what you will about him. Clinton, you know, whether it was a school shooting with like 10 kids shot or whatever.
He'd get out there and try,
let you know.
He'd get out there and try to calm you down.
Yeah, he was in touch with the pulse of the public.
That's right.
He has no clue.
Bush.
All he cares about is raising money, and he comes in after the fact, whether it's September 11th, or and the press still steps around that, you know. Well, not steps around. They don't even address that. About how he was a chicken hawk about that.
Yeah, Bush hates people. He's a coward. He's a bully. And he doesn't like to have his little golf game or his fake fishing trip disturbed. It's just awful. Tracy.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
Appreciate it. In light of what Tracy just said here, have you seen this at thenation.com, President Crybaby? Matt Bivens wrote this. Listen to this. CNN reports that President Bush seems miffed and a tad jealous over all the attention focused on Schwarzenegger and the California recall elections. The president is in the midst of a 29-day vacation in Texas, although when this was written on the 14th, he was in California for, yes, a fundraiser. But whether he spends his latest multi-week vacation clearing brush or shilling for cash, Bush is followed by reporters. When one of them described California as, quote, the biggest political story in the country, end quote, Bush seized on that phrase, and as CNN says, he just couldn't let it go. Bush. It is the biggest political story in the country? That's interesting. That says a lot. That speaks volumes. The surprised reporter asked if Bush disagreed that California was a big story. I don't get to decide the biggest political story. You decide the biggest political story. But I find it interesting that that's the biggest political story in the country, as you just said. Pressed further, Bush said, I think there's maybe other political stories. Isn't there like a presidential race coming up? Well, yes, like in 15 months. California decides whether to recall its governor in less than 2 months, and the outcome of that race could well dictate the later presidential race. In any case, you have to go back to his father's single term in office, when Bush 1 expressed shock and delight at the sight of a supermarket price scanner, to find a president so out of touch with the rest of America. And as Matt Bivens writes, we're facing a totally unprecedented snap vote on whether to pull down the governor of California, our richest and most populous state, a vote with huge ramifications for everything from the national economy to who gets to be the next U.S. president, and a vote that might leave California run by the comedian Gallagher, or by an action movie superstar, or even by Gary Coleman of Different Strokes, and George Bush surveys that scene and sniffs that he doesn't see what's so interesting. Toxic narcissism. That's another aspect. You all know what that is, don't you? Toxic narcissism? Sure you do. It's clinically defined. Just do a quick Google search and see if it doesn't define George Bush. Sean is calling, our military, active duty military dude who calls from an undisclosed location and uses a fake name. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
It's good to hear. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe if I said that Donald Rumsfeld was cute, that would constitute as a homosexual statement and get me out of the military.
Probably would. Probably something to keep in mind.
Yeah, well, my main comment or my actually my question is why the Democrats don't have a Ken Starr. It seems to me I've just started reading up on this.
Well, now, wait, let me answer. You do know why. The special prosecutor law was not when Ken Starr's successor, I forget the guy who came after Ken Starr and wrote the final report, the Democrats and the Republicans, who have the power to write a special prosecutor law, it had a sunset clause in it, and they let the sun set on it. Now, there can be no special prosecutors the way the Iran-Contra prosecutor was, the Nixon situation, Pappy Reagan, well, that was Iran-Contra, or Clinton. But what can happen, the President of the United States, no matter who he or she is, can still appoint a special prosecutor or a special investigator to check out any damn situation that the President of the United States feels warrants a special investigation. One question. Do you think Bush would ever appoint a special prosecutor? Right. Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
So right. So the Democrats at this point cannot come up. The best the Democrats could do would be if they were in control of the U.S. House of Representatives, then they could hold hearings because the committee chair people could then decide what hearings were going to be held, and they would have subpoena power. As long as the Republicans are in power in the House, there will be no investigations.
Okay. The thing that gets me is I just started reading up on this free speech zones.
Right.
I hadn't heard anything about that. I've been politically inactive for quite a while here, and I just started reading up on these free speech zones.
Well, you may be old enough to remember, Sean, when the entire country was a free speech zone.
Oh, yeah. I seem to recall that, something about the First Amendment, no abridgment of right to peaceably assemble. Bush basically telling, his SS, Secret Service, to put people in free speech zones, well, that's a clear violation of his oath of office to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
It is indeed.
And I just got the definition of perjury in front of me. One is, of course, deliberate, willful, giving a false, misleading, or incomplete testimony under oath. Two, the breach of an oath or promise. Now, he's guilty of perjury. He's obviously guilty of perjury.
I would
and
think.
Isn't that what they impeach Clinton for?
Right. Yeah, but Clinton.
He just lied about,
Yeah, but Clinton, you see, Clinton put everybody at risk because he lied about his relationship with his girlfriend, a temporary girlfriend, Monica. So that is much more important than sending American troops into battle based on a lie. It's more important than lying about your oath of office. Clinton, well, you know where I'm going with this, so I won't even go there.
Yeah, I know where you're going with it. That really irks me. I mean, I made an oath. I took an oath when I joined the military to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right.
I also made an oath to
just remember that part about
the president.
Domestic. Remember all enemies, foreign and domestic, because the time may come when people who are in active duty in this country might be called upon to focus on that word domestic.
Yeah, well, I don't see that ever happening, but,
You never
know.
The
thing of it is he's, all right, he took the oath of office to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution. I took a similar oath.
Right.
And now they're asking me, I also promised to obey the orders of the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So by obeying the orders of the President of the United States, I'm obeying the orders of an oath breaker. I'm obeying the orders of an enemy, domestic enemy, of the Constitution.
That's hell, isn't it?
That puts me in quite a moral dilemma here. And I've got, people in my unit, retention people saying, re-up, re-enlist. I got 3 years left. I am so out, it's not even funny.
I hear that. I hear that.
They want me to, if I stay in another 3 years, I might be in Iran next.
Or worse. You might be on, on the streets of Washington, D.C., going after enemies domestic. And I'm talking about people in the government. Hey, listen, Sean, thanks for checking in, pal. Or did you have something else you wanted to say?
Oh, no, that's pretty much all I had to say there.
But, all right. All right. Well, Sean,
I do have one question.
Yeah, let her rip.
I'd like to write email rants to all my friends. I'd like to put you on my list.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Do that for you?
Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net.
All right. Not a problem. I will put you on there.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered?
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy. Here comes the
helicopter. Five before the hour. Jerry in Kentucky writes, Mike, what would the Republicans have said if Bill Clinton had gotten 150,000 troops bogged down in a country which has no army, if the troops had not been adequately supplied, and then if Bill Clinton had gone on a month's vacation to hold barbecues and dinners for fundraising and to play golf? What would the Republicans have said? More importantly, what would the media have said? The Republicans would have, wet their pants and screamed and ran around like the three-year-olds that Newt Gingrich so exemplifies. But media in this country would have had a field day. Wouldn't it have had, or wouldn't they have had? Huh? Kurt is calling from Chicago. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Mike. Greetings from Old Town.
Hey, good to hear from you, pal.
Nice to hear from you. You know, I drive around all day in my car and, unfortunately, I'm subjected to other radio stations, and once in a while, I actually decided to try to call in, and today I got through to one of those guys, Sean, I think is his name.
You got through to Hannity, huh?
Yeah, and he actually let me on the air.
Yeah.
So I tried to explain to him, I said, you know, I agree with him that if we're over there and we have to fight this war, we should actually focus on it and not divert the money that is supposed to go to feeding the Iraqis to, you know, feeding the oil companies, and the fact that, you know, we're not allowing the UN in there to protect their own embassy and all that, and that might be, and, you know, and then, of course, he shouted me down, called me a liberal, an American hater, you know, a Bush basher and all that.
Jesus.
At which point, when he calmed down, I said, are you going to let me talk? And, you know, what are you going to do?
Nothing. I strongly recommend that you not call this program. That's the reason I don't appear on any of these talk shows anymore, because there's no way you're going to get, Kurt, a common sense statement out. You're going to be called an America hater. That's the new one from these pigs on the right. You're an America hater now. You're going to be called a Bush basher. I wish I could be a Bush basher, literally, you know, I really do. But you're just going to be shut down. And why provide yourself a sport for these punk asses, huh? Why provide yourself a sport? Don't do it, man. Just don't do it.
You're absolutely right. It just galls me, though.
I know. I know it does. But you have to adopt a little bit more of a Zen attitude, at least where it concerns those guys. And they're there, and they're destroying the country, and they are murderous accomplices in the destruction of the American way of life. But you can't go near them because they will suck you into this hate-filled vortex, and then your immortal soul is doomed. Okay?
It's true. You know,
Kurt, if you got more to say, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you right after the break, all right?
Sure.
We got to take a quick break here. We do have two open lines. I would love to hear from you. 800-TALK-YES.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
I would like to see a law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie,
Have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw expressed horror at the blast that ripped through the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad.
Our sympathies go out to the relatives and friends of those who've been killed in this terrible attack, and to that number of people, I'm afraid, which may be large, of people who have been injured.
Straw says the attack on the UN headquarters is despicable. The UN says 15 people are dead and at least 100 are wounded. Attorney General John Ashcroft is defending his weapon in the war on terror, the USA Patriot Act. During a speech today at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C., he said the anti-terror law has been used to fulfill the Justice Department's responsibility to protect the American people. Ashcroft says 9/11 could have been prevented if the Patriot Act had been passed before the attacks.
2 years later, the evidence is clear. If we knew then what we know now, we would have passed the Patriot Act 6 months before September 11th rather than 6 weeks after the attacks.
Ashcroft says nearly 2 years after its passage, the act has helped prevent further terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. He says more than 3,000 people have been arrested worldwide as a result of the anti-terror law. Ashcroft credited the Patriot Act for helping in the recent capture of alleged British arms dealer Hemant Lakhani, who was charged with attempting to sell shoulder-fired missiles to be used against American targets.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Three Rhode Island communities don't have new contracts with their teachers, even with the start of school right around the corner. Contracts in North Kingstown and Jamestown don't expire until August 31st, but that doesn't necessarily mean teachers will report for orientation on the 25th and 28th, respectively.
There's an interesting debate about the old, you know, when the old contract expires and the expiration date there, but our members have obviously already met all their obligations under the existing contract. They taught 3 full years as they were required to do under the last 3-year contract.
Bob Walsh is the executive director of the National Teachers Association of Rhode Island. He says he would like a new contract in place prior to the teacher's scheduled reporting date. If that doesn't happen, he says teachers will have to decide whether to work until the existing one expires.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Military flights aimed at intercepting airborne drug runners over South America are about to get underway again after a 2-year delay. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, on his way to Colombia today, told reporters the president will announce a resumption of the U.S.-backed flights later today. The interdiction flights were suddenly stopped in 2001 after an American missionary and her baby were killed in the accidental shootdown of a civilian plane over Peru. Since that incident, the United States and Colombia have been working on an agreement to improve safety procedures that would prevent such a tragedy from happening again. Violence in Iraq and Israel held stocks back today despite positive forecasts from some tech companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 16 points to 94.29. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to 10.02. The Nasdaq jumped 22 points to 17.61. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. 7:30 past the hour. 800 Talk Yes is where we are, and we're talking with Kurt in Chicago about his little venture on Hannity today, among other things. Yeah, you got to stay away from that stuff. I think we pretty much covered that. What else did you want to add to it, Kurt?
I was going to ask if you've heard of this thing. I had a friend email me this thing. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's called the Eureka Report, or it was a pretty interesting article about how California's energy scam was linked to the war for oil. Talked about two different reports being written and how Baker and Lay and everybody met with Cheney. And basically the gist of it was that the California energy scam was a justification to kind of was going to be the justification, I think, for the war on Iraq, is they had to provide some kind of evidence or some kind of cover.
Yeah, that's. I would believe. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I would believe that. I definitely would. As a matter of fact, if you can send me the link, I'd love to see it. I would post it on my website if you could send it to me, because I'd like to read it. I have no doubt, none whatsoever, none, not an iota's worth of doubt, that any energy situation in this country is inextricably linked to the Bush crime family and the PNAC people, the Project for a New American Century. in their quest to take over the world's natural resources and to establish American empire. I have no doubt at all. If you remember, they were trying to use the California crisis. Remember Hannity and the Pigman and the rest of these people and the right wingers tried to blame the California energy crisis on the environmentalists who might have stopped the building of a couple of power plants. And that was proof of how badly we needed to open up the oil fields, if they any exist, in the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge. And then it turns out that there was no energy shortage in California. It was manipulation of the market by these uber criminals. People like Ken Lay, who in a socialistic society would have been taken out by now and executed for the crimes he committed against the people. In a capitalist society, he should be taken out. If not executed, he should be jailed for the rest of his worthless life. And his wife, too, for probably supporting him through all this. Or if nothing else, his wife should go to prison for life for whining when it was revealed they were down to their last $200 million. So I don't doubt for an instant that this article sent to you by your friend is absolutely dead on.
They talk about how Enron was just jacking the megawatt hour up to $9,900, and then, you know, in the next hour it went down, and basically they were just kind of testing the limits of this system.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
just absolute, if ever the term capitalist pig could be applied, it would be to the supporters of George Bush. They don't, and I'm not using it in a political sense. I'm using it in a definitive sense. These are people who would use whatever goodness there is in the capitalistic system to absolutely exploit and destroy anybody and anything that they feel needs exploitation or destruction. And that's why they are capitalist pigs. Hey, hold on a second. Well, if somebody was listening to you, Jerry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jerry, say hi to Kurt. You heard Kurt on Hannity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this afternoon driving from Okmulgee to Tulsa from school. I'm sure it's delayed here in Tulsa. But yeah, and I thought, Kirk, you did a great – it was more than just an effort. You did a great job in showing what a jerk Hannity was.
Hey, check this out, Kurt. See, you never know who's listening, right?
Yeah, I tried to stay calm and stick to the issue, but I think it was called everything in the book, from American hater to Bush basher to
yes, you were.
Liberal to whatever, you know, whatever the nasty words are. And I think that, you know, some guy called in afterwards and was saying that how God had appointed us to go over there. You know, my interpretation was God had appointed us to go over there and police the world and kill people.
Yeah, yeah. These are the sickest, most degenerate people in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
That Hannity and the Pigman and Bush and the rest of these people draw out of the woodwork.
Well, I think that's what's going on. We're evoking devils, and that's what, Kirk, you did a great job with Sean Hannity doing today. Because, again, he's the one that came off looking like a foaming idiot, foaming at the mouth, incoherently just screaming at you.
That sounds like what I do.
No, but I don't have cable. I just got cable this last week. I moved into a house, Mike, and I have a much better setup right now. So I just started watching cable. I am familiar with who Hannity is, but I'm not familiar with his character. I thought he was more fair-minded than that.
Oh, no.
I really didn't realize he was such a jerk. Mike, I actually just saw Greg Palast on CNN talking to Aaron Brown.
Oh, great! Yeah,
he actually referred to the dim bulb in the White House as being the source of the problem.
Super, super.
And I have never seen so many of these talking heads talk about their green sentiments since the blackout on Friday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The guy sitting in for Bill O'Reilly on Friday was all of a sudden green. The guy sitting in for Tim Russert on Meet the Press Sunday morning, all of a sudden, was very interested, and again, it just so happened that he was in the elevator at the time the lights went out in the blackout.
Well, these people will soon be fired. They're not allowed to stray off the reservation of fossil fuels. Hey, Kurt, thanks for checking in, pal. I'll let you go, and I'll keep old Jerry on the phone here for a minute. Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I'm surprised that any of them are starting to go even the slightest shade of green, Jerry.
Well, I think I told Steve Largent's somebody in Steve Largent's assemblage or his one of his, I forgot what you call them, not advisors, but just one of his...
staffers or something?
Yeah, staffers.
Right.
That I got to know fairly well at the restaurant I was working at here in town. When they had made me upset, one of the last things I had told him was that I was going to make him a liability. And he kind of looked at me in shock and in disbelief, and he ended up, of course, Largent lost the election.
Right.
And I think that that's what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what they're now seeing. They're seeing that their interests no longer lie with this administration.
Right.
Because of what this administration is. I have no doubt that what's going on right now, again, that they're going to find out that the problem with the Ohio transmission lines was that they were trying to force so much energy at the time to try and get it on the market so that, again, they could make the money off of doing things that they were doing already in California.
Uh-huh.
And I have no doubt that that's what it is. And we might, you know, I don't want it to get to that. I would never want it to get to that. But my friend Jackie and Rayleigh in the Philippines, his father was Minister of Defense. He was Minister of the Interior, and he put Aquino in office, and it was because he was tired of stuffing Marcos's ballots. But they didn't go after the government to do that. They went after the television and radio stations.
Right.
And
exactly.
There was a lot less people killed, and I'm sorry that that's maybe... We do need to confront these people in their daily lives and ask them why they're such a liability to us and bring that point home to them.
Yeah, good point, good point. Jerry, thanks for chatting. Oh, by the way, what was the explosion and fire in
there? Tulsa loves chemicals. Industries explode around here all the time. There was a refinery that blew up a couple years ago and hardly anyone noticed.
Yeah.
It was a company along the highway, 244, one of the interstates that sells industrial gases. I think it's called Air Gas. Yeah, it was called Air Gas. And no one knows yet the source of it. Maybe somebody was smoking a cigarette and put it out on an acetylene tank.
Okay. All right. When I saw those pictures, I thought, oh, God, I wonder if that's near where Jerry lives.
Yeah, well, it blew up a damn good soul food restaurant that I going to, the Rubicon.
Thanks for checking in, pal.
Yeah.
All right, you have a nice evening. A former U.S. diplomat, this is reported by News24.com in the U.K., former U.S. diplomat who resigned over the Iraq war on Sunday just passed, described Bush as, quote, a very weak man, unquote, led by the hand into battle by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The reason this caught my attention is because, remember, Kathy, when we had Bart Kopp's astrologer on here and pissed off half my audience, but we had Bart Kopp's astrologer, Geneva, and in the course of the conversation, we both agreed that he was a very weak, cowardly, sneaky. I hate sneaks. I'd rather deal with a liar almost than a sneak. But the Bush was a very weak man. This guy, Brady Keesling, who was political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Athens at the time of his resignation back in February, said in an open letter published by a Greek newspaper that Rumsfeld exploited the war to increase his own power. He said Rumsfeld led Bush by the hand into war, marginalized the Secret Service, which had doubts about the war, and emerged as a top politician in Washington. Brady Keesling said, easy to convince, Bush blindly believed in Rumsfeld's assurances that the occupation of Iraq would pay for itself and that the Iraqi people would just be dancing in the streets, running around naked, offering up their daughters just to see American troops come down the street. Oh, my God. Do you remember how this was presented to the American public? And now Bush, of course, blames the networks. He says, well, you know, it's march to war, march to war. That's all you saw on television, march to war, march to war. Do you remember this stuff? You know, you and I have very short memories, and it's not because we're stupid. It's because we get information overload. Let's face it. We get just literally, what, thousands of bits of information crammed into our heads. It's not that we are stupid. You know, somebody called me today and said, do you remember when the Jordanian embassy blew up 2 weeks ago? I said, oh, my God, you're right. I completely forgot about that one. But just 2 weeks ago. So we're not stupid. It's just that it's so difficult to keep everything that this collection of mugs and thugs has done to this country in less than 3 years. It is almost impossible to keep it all straight. Everything, every single thing that they have touched, everything that deals with governance, they have corrupted and destroyed. It's incredible.
Some cows on our country. I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tom Hartman Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Did you hear Ashcroft is off on tour for the summer? He's call it the Patriot Act tour. He began a nationwide campaign today to defend this piece of fascist legislation that Republicans and Democrats jammed through right after September 11th, a piece of legislation that had been written about 8 or 9 years ago by the thugs in the these off the reservation. That's the third time I've used this tonight, that phrase, off the reservation right wing extremists in this country. Like the PNAC crowd and the Defense Department Council, whatever it's called. But the act is so bad, it so guts and destroys the American way of life, that even Republicans are starting to realize how bad this is. People like Bob Barr, other Republicans are starting to realize that the USA Patriot Act is not going to make any distinction for them either. It's going to come and get their ass, too. So a lot of people now are starting to say, yo, wait a minute. So Ashcroft, this religious fanatic, this Christ-killing religious fanatic, who certainly has a special round hole in the ninth ring of hell filled with red-hot scorpions waiting for him, he says that the anti-terrorism law... The USA Patriot Act is the chief reason America has not suffered another terrorist attack since September 11th. So he's going out on tour. Now, where is he going? He is going to the key states that Bush needs to win election in 2004. That's where he's going. Who's paying for it? You are. I am. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What, you know, the USA Patriot Act... The door is wide open to government snooping, the weakening of constitutional protections against searches and seizures, allowing the FBI to take a look at anything in your life they want to take a look at, even what kind of books you check out. By the way, legislators in Alaska, Hawaii, and Vermont, and more than 150 communities around the country have passed anti-Patriot Act legislation or measures, whatever. And the Republican-led House, by an overwhelming margin, recently passed an amendment to restrict the so-called sneak and peek searches that allow for the delayed notification of the search target. That's the one where they can come into your house. They can come into your house, take a look around, put a little poison in your coffee creamer, leave... And then maybe 6 months from now, say, oh, by the way, we had a warrant to come in and take a look at your house. The law is supposed to run out in 2005, and some lawmakers now, Republicans and Democrats, want to step up the expiration date. But Ashcroft says the American public broadly supports the Patriot Act. He cites opinion polls and the votes in favor back when the measure was passed in Congress in 2001. And, of course, Ashcroft and Justice Department officials say the opposition to the Patriot Act is being generated by a vocal minority that has spread false impressions of the law. Oh, my God. So where's he going? Ashcroft's trip this week includes speeches to law enforcement audiences. Hear that? Law enforcement audiences on Wednesday in Philadelphia, Cleveland on Thursday, Detroit, Wednesday he'll be in Philadelphia and Cleveland, Thursday in Detroit, and Des Moines. The full itinerary has not been made public, but includes more than a dozen stops, including Salt Lake City and Boston. Now, as part of this tour, all 94 U.S. attorneys scattered around the country are being encouraged to hold town hall-style events to discuss the Patriot Act and its role in preventing terror with us citizens. Oh, Jesus, I hope they hold one here in Atlanta. You can't knock me off of my feet. I change the kind of car I drive. I change the kind of clothes I wear. So you can't find me anywhere. And you can't find me in the crowd. You can't call my name out loud. I change the kind of clothes I wear. You can't lie down on my couch.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
A company-imposed deadline came and went, but contract talks between Goodyear Tire and Rubber and the United Steelworkers of America keep dragging on. The Steelworkers Union thinks Goodyear wants to close four of its 14 U.S. plants and wants the company to guarantee the security of its workers. But Goodyear is pleading poverty, saying that unless it has the flexibility to move jobs overseas, it may have to enter into bankruptcy. 20,000 workers in 11 states have gone since mid-April without a labor contract.
More than 3,000 clerical, maintenance, and food service workers at the University of Minnesota are taking strike votes to express their displeasure with the status of contract talks with the state. A budget crunch has the university planning to freeze everyone's pay for a year and raise health insurance premiums, a move which two unions, Teamsters Local 320 and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3800, say is tantamount to a pay cut. The 1,300 Teamsters members are in the middle of their strike vote. The AFSCME local and its 1,800 members will start balloting on August 27th.
Another shooting death of a journalist in Iraq. 43-year-old Palestinian Mazen Dana was shot dead by U.S. troops Sunday as he filmed troop movements for the Reuters news agency on the outskirts of Baghdad. While U.S. Central Command says the shooting was a regrettable error, many of Dana's fellow journalists question that statement, saying the troops knew there were journalists in the area at the time of the shooting. Both Reporters Without Borders and the Committee to Protect Journalists are calling for a full investigation. Since the start of the invasion and occupation, 17 foreign journalists have been killed while covering the conflict. Two others are missing and presumed dead.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, as you know. I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, it is indeed. 27 before the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number here. Richard is calling from Durham, North Carolina. Richard, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, I've been listening since about March, but first time calling.
Well, good to hear from you.
Hey, I'm just following up on what you were talking about before the break. I was thinking about this because my question that I told Kathy is just, what do you tell people who just in their daily life don't feel like the Patriot Act is ever going to affect them? I mean, what do you say to those people to get them concerned about this? But
well, I have a theory about that. I honestly believe that anyone who is not aware of how the Patriot Act is a threat to constitutional guarantees in this country and a threat to liberty itself, that if they're not already aware of that, there's been enough publicity out about this now since this monstrous bill was passed back in 2001 or early 2002, that if they're not aware of it, you can't reach them, Richard. I mean, you can try. You can sit them down and say, look, let me tell you about the USA Patriot Act. And after about 2 minutes, their eyes will start to glaze over and they'll look at you and say, look, are you telling me that the Democrats and the Republicans passed something that is as bad as you say it is? That couldn't be.
Right.
Remember, we were attacked on September 11th. This is only to protect us. Now get out of my face, Richard, and leave me alone because you must be a communist.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you can go out and still buy the car that you want, if you can watch what you want on TV, if
it
you can go to church.
Right, doesn't matter.
What does it matter to those people? But those are the people, at least some of those people, are the ones that we're going to have to reach to ensure a victory in 2004.
I don't know. If you're right, then we're doomed. Because if the polls are right, if 58 or 55% of people support this monster, this government, then we're doomed. Because he'll get elected in 2004, and we're screwed, tattooed, and shooed out of the way. I don't know how. See, you got me feeling all pessimistic, and not you, but I mean, all of a sudden now I'm feeling all pessimistic again. Sometimes I can feel a little bit optimistic like you, like most people. You go, well, you know, things can't be this bad. We're going to work out of this. And then you go, wait a minute. Things are this bad. No, we're not going to work out of it. I don't know how anyone could, like you, could sit down and explain to these brain-dead morons what the USA Patriot Act is or how it affects their lives or their children's lives and how at risk they are with somebody like Ashcroft as Attorney General. I don't know how you do it, Richard.
Right. And even though I disagree with libertarians on a lot of things at the same time, you do hear from some of them now that they're worried about Bush and Ashcroft because of the Patriot Act. So there is some sympathy on that issue, but there are a lot of right-wingers like the G. Gordon Liddy's and people like that who a few years ago were calling the FBI and the ATF jackbooted thugs who, as far as I know, are completely silent on what the Ashcroft Justice Department
and is. Isn't that amazing? And I'll tell you, one who was calling Janet Reno's efforts wherever as jackbooted thug stuff, who's not doing it anymore and now really sees the jackbooted thugs, and that is this little weasel from Georgia, Bob Barr, who was the first one to try to get Clinton impeached about 6 months after he took office. But
right.
Bob Barr, Republican congressman from Georgia, was Barr back in office or is he just running again, Kathy? He's not in office right now. He's going to run again or something. Who the hell knows? But Bob Barr just wrote an op-ed piece for the weekly newspaper here in Atlanta that could have been written by Michael Moore or somebody with the ACLU or People for the American Way. So there are some of these right-wing snot-ass thugs who are starting to come out of the ether and realize just what this is, that they, as right-wingers, you know, I won't say Bob Barr is a fascist. He is just a sick puppy. He's a sick right-winger. And when a right-winger comes face-to-face with a fascist, the right-winger gets real nervous and starts to pee all over himself. And I think that's what's happened to Bob Barr. I think that's what's happened to a lot of these people. Now, the G. Gordon Liddy's couldn't care less. They are paid killers. They are hired killers. They would put a bullet in your head, Richard, as fast as they would put one in mine if the price was right. They are amoral, no center, no ethics, nothing. They are like pod people.
Well, I think whoever is going to be the Democrats' 2004 candidate needs to be somebody who isn't so outspoken on the gun control issue, because even though I'm not exactly libertarian on gun control, I don't think it's an issue that we can afford to press and alienate the few people who are independent, who are a libertarian, who might vote for a Democrat to get Bush out of office otherwise.
Yeah, I hear that loud and clear. Hey,
thanks,
Richard.
Thanks, Mike.
Glad to hear from you. I hope you call in again. Okay. Let me clear something off, all right? A caller from New Mexico just called Kathy and says, my use of the phrase tonight, off the reservation, is way racist to Native Americans. And it's like saying off the plantation where it concerns African Americans. In other words, both are very insulting. The caller also told Kathy that he knows I'm not meaning it that way. I don't know what to tell you. There are certain words and phrases I will use. I use the N-word in open conversation with white folks and black folks. I've used it on this program. I use the most racist, vile terms you can possibly imagine. And the reason I do it is because, to me, they're meaningless. Now, if there are Native Americans who are offended because tonight I've said three times off the reservation, I don't know what to say. I guess what I should say is I apologize if it offends you. But that's kind of a Weasley way of apologizing, right? I don't feel that I should say I apologize because saying off the reservation is an ugly thing to say. I just don't. That's just me. I was brought up in a very multiracial, multi-ethnic kind of background where the word honky and nigger and spick and kike and wop and dago and on were just used in normal conversation. Everybody took his or her turn in the barrel. If I offend you with my loose use of language, I don't know. I apologize for the offense. I guess I can come right out and say that. But I can tell you right now, I'm not going to watch what I say on this program. I'm just not going to do it. Because sometimes the remarks that, when used specifically, target against people are highly derogatory. When used in the context that I use them, are used to make a point. And I'll just continue to do that. So let me apologize way in advance. Way in advance to all the people who are offended and who will be offended by my use of language. I know it's going to happen. I'm sorry for whatever pain it may cause you, but I'm not going to change. Okay, I'm too old to change, and my intent when I use the word wop or dago or spick or kike or nigger or off the plantation or off the reservation or whatever, my intent is to use those words and phrases specifically for the shock value. And because they no longer hold shock value to me, I know that for a lot of people, they hold a lot of shock value. And all I can say to you is they are used in an ironic sense, and it's never my intent. You know, I don't do that. I don't call people names like that. That's what your right-wingers do. They may do it privately. But I don't do that. I don't use these racial or ethnic epithets in order to make a point of bigotry or prejudice or racism. I use them to make a point entirely differently. So to the person who called in, I appreciate your point of view. I really do. But if there's one thing, if you've listened to this program long enough, you know that I can't self-censor. My producer would like me to. I'm making a supreme effort here to cut out all the nasty cuss words I've been using, okay? And I'm not going to go down the list. I'm making a supreme effort to do that. But as far as these ethnic or racial or sociological statements that I make that are offensive, taken out of context, all I can say is, in advance, I apologize. But it's going to continue. Marvin is calling from Akron, Ohio. Marvin, this is your first time calling?
Yeah, first time calling, Mike. Been a listener for about a year and a half now.
Oh, welcome aboard. Glad to hear from you.
I get to do stand-up comedy in the local area. And
Oh, really?
You know, after 9/11, Bush was off limits. You couldn't say anything without turning the crowd against you. But
yeah.
I just wanted you to know, man, people are turning. I can tell all the Bush jokes I want right now. They laugh and laugh. It's a good feeling to know
people are
opening their eyes up.
One of my best friends for 12 years until he died was a stand-up comic that was based here in Atlanta. And he told me basically that when the comedians start going after political figures in a certain way, that political figure's political life is measured and will soon be over. Especially, it depends on the type of humor. If it's Jack Benny or Bob Hope humor, forget about it. But if it's contemporary humor, if it's like the humor you see on BET, if it's like the humor you see on the HBO specials directed at some of these thugs, then their days are numbered, politically speaking.
That's... It is so good to be able to talk about a president without having people looking over your shoulder. It never used to be like that. They could make all the fun they wanted of Clinton, no problem. But finally, it's a pleasure for me to make fun of Bush, because mm-hmm. no one deserves it more in my lifetime than that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So do you work for on a certain circuit, or?
I'm basically an amateur comic. I teach school in the daytime, but I do go out in a lot of clubs and things like that. And
is your plan to give up the day job and become a comedian, entertainer full time?
No, I don't want to go on the road. You'd have to go on the road for that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
but
you do.
Are you familiar with the work of Bill Hicks? He had some things on the Iraq thing that he died in 94, but if you played it today, you'd think you were in a time warp.
I don't think so. What's his name, Bill Hicks?
Bill Hicks. He does a long soliloquy on the Iraq situation. It's pretty interesting. You hear it, you'll say, it could be today.
Yeah, I hear that.
History revisited.
Well, Marvin, thanks for finding the program. Thanks for finally calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Appreciate it. Chip is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Chip?
Yes.
Are you in a rainstorm?
No.
Hey, let me put you on hold for a second, pal, because that static is just incredible. My producer will pick up here in a second and see if... Terrible static. See if Chip can call back in. Somebody posted this at my website. If you haven't gone to MikeMalloy.com and gone to the message boards, I'm telling you, you are missing you are missing what will become an essential part of your daily trip into the wacky, wild world of the internet. You've got to go there, MikeMalloy.com. And if you want to play, just register. It's very simple. Very simple to register. Bada bing, bada boom, you're on. But if you don't want to register, if you just want to lurk and look at some of the stuff, I'm telling you, we have over 1,000 members who have signed up and registered. And the nice thing about my website, there's no pop-ups, no advertising, no nothing. Well, you get pop-ups regardless, unless you're on DSL. But I mean, there's nothing. It's just our webmaster, Mark Marshall, devotes at least I don't know how many hours a day. And he does this as an act of either love or mercy, one of the two. So check it out. Go to MikeMalloy.com. There was a thing posted there that I need to quote from, but I don't know. Maybe I'll have to wait until tomorrow to do it. I think Chip is back now. Chip from Columbia, South Carolina. This is your first time calling too, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, good to hear from you, Chip.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned G. Gordon Liddy, because I'm former law enforcement. Actually, my whole name in my official military capacity was Staff Sergeant Sheldon W. Rice, and there is many times that I haunt Mr. Liddy's station because I wanted to know about Watergate, mm-hmm. and it seemed like his screeners would never let me. You know, they would shut me out because they would say, well, Mr. Liddy doesn't want to talk about Watergate. So, you know, it's very interesting. You'd mention about him as putting a bullet, you know, through somebody's head, because for one thing, he can't carry a gun. His actual weapon is registered in his wife.
Yeah, now that
and all that.
Right, now that he's a convicted a felon. Yeah,
yeah. And you know what? If I ever do find out, I'll personally go to Washington D.C. lock his ass up. I kid you not, because I do not like him. I think he was a traitor and a sellout. I think that Lighten Hill's what was his name? J. Edgar Hoover.
Right.
You know, I think he made a terrible mistake when somebody like that creep, you know, could even be certified as FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd give my right arm and my left nut, you know, to get in there. And they have an idiot like that. I mean, it shows that crime does pay in America.
Chip, just a comment here for future use, because I hope you're going to call back. You know, we are a radio program.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Pardon my friend.
No, that's okay. You can say.
I didn't mean. I got a little bit too motivated.
You can say testicle.
Okay.
And don't ask me why you can say testicle but not nut. I don't know. But,
I just say bleep.
Yeah, you say bleep. Don't ask me why, but that's just kind of the rules of the road. No, I can appreciate your fervor, though. The whole G. Gordon Liddy thing, that whole gang of so-called plumbers, those people who initiated the Watergate thing and who got caught and yada, yada, yada. Those people must have sat around at night and drank cups of blood, human blood. I mean, these people were real, real boogers.
Yeah.
And they're still,
leeches.
And they're still operating. They're all still operating.
Yeah. You know,
so I'm all for it. When you go to Washington, arrest the bastard.
Definitely. You know what they remind me of? Detritus. It's the scum that you find underneath the rock in the deepest parts of the ocean.
There you go.
Hey, have a good day, sir.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate you checking in. I like old Chip. Hey, how about Chip, huh? I hope Chip's going to call back in again. Chip sounds like he would arrest him, too, doesn't he? He will. He will walk up to G. Gordon Liddy and say, get your hands behind your back, sir. Put those plastic cuffs on him so fast there'd be a sucking sound caused by the air rushing into the vacuum where those cuffs used to be on Chip's belt. That quick. Locked down. Steve is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Steve.
You had a caller a little bit ago.
Talking about Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah.
The comedian.
You've got to listen to Bill Hicks.
So you know about him, too.
Oh, yeah.
All
this
right.
This guy was great.
All right.
Back in the day when we were all suffering under Reagan, this guy had it down pegged. Back then,
I'll check it out. I'm sure he's got a CD someplace. Because
oh, he has plenty of CDs.
Yeah,
I mean, you can go to the comedy section of any respectable store and pick up what you want.
I'll do it.
Yeah, he was great. But anyway,
well, let me put you on hold. You got something else to say?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We got to do a break. I'll come right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places, they've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tune into IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome, one and all. Tony Truppiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to ieamericaradio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Truth, justice, and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Hey, we're just about out of time for tonight's program, but we are talking with Steve in Santa Fe, and you'd finished up about Bill Hicks. And what else you got, Steve?
Oh, I was just going to talk about how yesterday we killed a journalist. I say we. We're culpable. We're the government.
Right.
We're doing this. And then today, the UN building gets blown up in Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
Who hit that trifecta again today? With that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious what the hell is going on there. They're not telling us the truth. And it's just so simple. I mean, who's winning this war? We are not. The people of America.
Well, I don't think the Bush crime family wants to win anything. Afghanistan is the template for this gang of filthy killers.
Oh, and you watch
all they wanted to all they wanted to do in Afghanistan was overthrow the government, install a puppet government. They will put up with the heavy attrition rates in Afghanistan. Afghanistan had its bloodiest day in months, or the bloodiest week. What was it? 150 people were killed in Afghanistan last week. The Bush crime family doesn't care. Here's what they care about. They care about making deals with the tribal warlords and the Taliban to guarantee the safety and security of the pipeline that is being built across Afghanistan to bring natural gas and oil from the Caspian Sea, from Central Asia. That's all they care about. Same thing in Iraq. They will have a puppet government installed. They will have military bases built. There will be a constant presence. There will be constant terror attacks against U.S. troops. There will be a constant stream of coffins coming back with dead Americans. You know, not enough to really get the American public all upset. You know, one or two a day, five or six a week. It'll be barely noticeable because eventually all we'll talk about is Lacey Peterson's death and Kobe Bryant's rape and so on and so forth. This is what the Bush crime family does. And then in the meantime, they will continue to extract Iraq's oil, just as they will continue to extract Central Asia's oil and gas. These people don't care. They are killers.
You know what
they are thugs.
The biggest bomb of the day was?
What was it?
Charles Schwab's house.
Well, you'll have to tell me about that tomorrow, Steve. We're flat out of time. Thanks for checking in, pal. Big thanks tonight to Catherine Bay again for producing the program. Robin Bittman announces. The program is engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Thanks to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster. And, of course, to Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, and all the correspondents, including Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. If I tried to give credit to everybody, we wouldn't have time to do the show. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A huge explosion ripped into the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad today, killing at least 15 people, including UN Special Representative to Iraq Sergio Vieira de Mello. Many more were injured. An Iraqi doctor at the hospital in Baghdad says they have over 50 injured people at their hospital.
Most of them are severely injured in their heads, in their limbs, in the abdomen. And about 35.
U.S. military officials say the blast may have been a suicide truck bombing. President Bush condemned the attack from his ranch in Crawford, Texas. He said those behind the attack were enemies of Iraqis and those who want to help them. He stated Iraq is on an irreversible course towards self-government and peace and, quote, killers will not determine the future of Iraq. The recording industry has responded to Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman's questions whether it's going too far in prosecuting people who illegally